Israel's military says it is conducting criminal investigations of incidents during the war in Gaza this summer. The incidents include an airstrike that killed four boys playing on a beach. And there's also the explosives that hit the crowded courtyard of a United Nations school. At least a dozen people seeking shelter from the fighting were killed there. Israel's military has so far identified almost 100 cases for an internal review. NPR's Emily Harris has more on one incident still on the waiting list.
Two women were killed in the July 12th Israeli airstrike on a home for disabled people in Gaza. Four wound up in the burn unit at Al-Shifa Hospital. Soon after, unit director Dr. Nafiz Abushan said those four suffered burns on 15% to 25% of their bodies.
25% itself is it's life-threatening, but because of their disability, the risk is doubled for them.
One patient with cerebral palsy, Mai Hamada, said it was almost dawn when the bomb exploded.
Suddenly I was hit from every direction. I called out for my caretaker, but she didn't answer. I screamed for our neighbor to help.
From her hospital bed 2 months ago, Hamada cursed Israel.
May God punish the Jews for what they did to me. What did we do to them to deserve this?
Jamila Elaiwa opened the care facility years ago when she saw people in Gaza struggling to provide for disabled family members. Before it was bombed, the residential home was two stories tall with eight bedrooms and gardens on two sides. Elaiwa says if Israel first dropped a non-explosive warning rocket, no one heard and no staff imagined the home would be a target. Anyway, she says a warning rocket wouldn't have allowed time to carry residents to safety.
No time. 5 minutes, 7 minutes. They give all the people, not more.
In the hospital in July, Elaiwa had just one question.
Why? Why they did that?
2 months on, it's not clear when or if she will get her answer. The bombing of the home for the disabled is on a list of dozens of pending cases, likely but not certain to be at least examined by Israeli military fact-finding teams. So far, the military prosecutor has dismissed seven cases and ordered criminal investigations into five. Israeli Army spokesman Peter Lerner says there are a range of potential charges.
The military advocate general has to determine what indictment it will be and in what circumstances. So anything from negligence to misconduct to unlawful death and breaking rules and regulations of the military.
But one prominent Israeli human rights group, B'Tselem, says the investigation's mechanism is a, quote, masquerade that will lead to nothing other than a, quote, whitewash. For the first time, the group will not give the military information. IDF spokesman Lerner calls that an unfortunate decision, but he believes oversight by Israel's Supreme Court will guarantee the process will be fair. Meanwhile, Jamila Elaiwa has found a new home for her disabled patients. It's smaller, but there is a patio. Four people, two with burns healing, have returned. Elaiwa says she wants an investigation to lead to jail time for someone. She also wants financial compensation. But most of all, she says, in the sparse new home, she still wants an answer to her question.
Why? Why they did that?
Emily Harris, NPR News, Jerusalem.